This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and we see how long we can hang on. Today, we're listening to the Good Patron podcast. The website is utrmedia.org. And according to our good friends at Apple Podcasts, here is their description. It says, good art, especially independent art, doesn't just happen. Host Garrett Godfrey explores some of the best ways we all can be more supportive of faith-based independent music, including interviews, the latest crowdfunding campaigns. And again, the website, again, utrmedia.org. We're going to listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go.
Welcome to Good Patron, production of UTR Media. I am your host, Garrett Godfrey, and on this show, we'll explore what it means to be a good patron.
Hold on a second. I kind of talked over that. I'm having a hard time hearing him. Let's try that again.
Welcome to Good Patron, production of UTR Media. I am your host, Garrett Godfrey, and on this show, we'll explore what it means to be a good patron, asking how each of us can be a good patron of the bands and musicians we appreciate.
Can't hear you.
Glad you're here, so stick around. We have got some exploring to do.
Yeah, I know it's a music show, but I couldn't even hear you say good patron.
Every single episode, we end up with some amazing artists that I get to tell you about, and this episode is no exception. You already know from the episode title some of the folks we'll be talking about, but here's the whole rundown of everyone we'll cover this episode.
All right.
Miss Angie, Royal Ruckus, Evergreen, Circle of Dust, Rachel Luck, Ben Christ, Rob Cole, and the Exalt Band.
Nice table of contents.
Before, you also know that I'll cover one way you can be a good patron, and I'll issue you a challenge. But first, I'd like to tell you about our Spotlight campaign.
All right. What is the Spotlight campaign?
I want to give a big thanks to Paul and our Facebook group for letting us know about this campaign. Miss Angie started out in music with her family when she was only 16. She signed with Myrrh Records in the 90s, doing alternative rock, and put music on hold for a while she's been raising a family. But she is ready to put out some new music in the form of a 5-song EP to be titled Desert Flags, and has launched an Indiegogo campaign to fund it. Here is a clip of her song, Don't Go Gettin', from her 1999 album, Triumphantine, so you've got an idea what she sounds like.
Wow. Nice drum machine. That's a really bad drum machine. Strip away all of the creepy, creepy trouble on the double. Make it stop, mommy, make it stop.
Now, I'm not exactly sure if this new project will sound a lot like the old stuff, but it is exciting to see her ready to put out some new music. $10 gets you the digital copy of the EP, $20 for the CD with an extra bonus track or two, and then there are more options with shirts, art, photos, and even a guitar. Head over to Indiegogo and search for Miss Angie.
It's not getting my $10.
It closes August 5th. And while we're talking spotlights, I'd like to shine another spotlight on the home for this podcast, UTR Media. They are an independent, listener-supported 501c3 nonprofit ministry putting out multiple podcasts, themed albums, interviews, and videos throughout the year. They do 2 fundraisers throughout the year, one at the end of the year and one in the summer.
Hope this isn't the fundraiser.
This summer is an expansion in the vision for UTR Media that really like to go deeper into face-to-face hospitality to artists, and they're getting ready to move their offices from Illinois to Nashville. Their goal is to raise $14,000 by the end of July.
Dang.
If you'd like to learn more about the move and the vision for what they'd like to do, head over to utrmedia.org/AA2019.
Okay.
And they're especially interested in getting first-time supporters on board. They can do scheduled monthly support or a one-time donation. So check it out and see what you can do.
It's a lot of work there. If you would have told me what it's about instead of sending me to a website, but that would make it more of a ad.
So what one tip do I have for you on how to become a good patron?
Yes.
When an artist asks you to pre-save a new album or song on Spotify, do it. Why? Well, a couple reasons. First, it makes it more likely that you'll listen when the song or album comes out, which helps with stream counts. Second, when you pre-save it, it automatically adds it to your library as soon as it comes out. Now, this really helps the artist when it comes to Spotify metrics that determine which tracks show up in Release Radio, Discover Weekly, and other official Spotify playlists. And those are great ways for them to get their music in front of a new audience and maybe make new fans. Now, unfortunately, there are no notifications that pop up to remind you to listen when it comes out. But if an artist does the work on the back end to make it easy for you to pre-save a song or album, my good patron challenge to you is that you step up and you do it.
All right, that was a cool tip. So we got some value for what was supposed to be given in the show. The cool thing about this is the things that need tweaked are not hard at all. Your intro, I had to listen to that twice. When you say welcome to good patron, I can barely hear you. I know it's a music show, but duck that stuff down while you're talking and then fade it back in. Then the other one, again, here's the thing. It's kind of not your fault. The artist that you spotlighted, and can we go off? I'm going to quit talking about Garrett's show right now. I want to talk about Christian music for a second. The reason Striper did so well back in the day is because it didn't sound like it was recorded on a Casio keyboard in somebody's basement or a tunnel, or the Rez band and the Daniel band. All those bands were awful. Well, they weren't awful, but they sounded like just the audio quality. And so here's the thing. It's not your fault that the person you spotlighted was using, I don't know, a Casio keyboard for the drummer. But on the other hand, it kind of reflects on like, I'm not sure how much I'm going to value your opinion on you picking good music for me, because that sounded bad, in my opinion. And maybe now consider your source here. I'm a musician. I'm a little pickier on music, but I was just like, she had an okay voice, kind of a weird Madonna thing going on. But that drum machine was like, man, that's wow. Because if you go to YouTube, just type in Easy Drummer 2. You can get really good drum sounds anyway. So now back to the podcast. So it's not really your fault that the band you spotlighted was horrible, but it kind of is because you picked them and you can't please everybody. And in my situation, being a musician, I went, that was bad. I did like the tip that you gave. It was kind of cool. It gives somebody an actionable thing to do and gets back to your main focus, different ways to be more supportive. Because when I first listened to the podcast, I'm like, buy their stuff. Second, buy their stuff again. I was like, how many different ways can you support a musician? So I like the fact that you kind of came out of left, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense. It's a bummer that when they're on Spotify, they get paid like 0.006 cents a download or a stream or whatever. But I was like, all right, that's cool. That was a good way to sneak one in there. And I'm like, all right, I see what the show's about. So fix your intro. And for me, the spotlight person is definitely not getting my $10, although she needs the $10 to go buy some drums. And I really liked your tip. So all in all, some very easy things to fix, and then you'll be good as gold. And I like the fact that you did the nice table of contents at the beginning, who you're going to talk about, so I knew what was coming up. Now, if you would like your show right here. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. If you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. And that's where myself, my co-host Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, will go over your podcast head to toe, as well as your website, as well as your goals. It's almost like having two podcast consultants for the price of a half. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.